What is up, everybody? This is Sarah Rudolph, and you are listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. Boy, have I missed you guys. It has been quite some time since I've been able to sit down and do a full episode of the podcast, but I am glad to be back. And it is a great week here. We are looking forward to the CUSA Baseball Championship that gets underway here in Ruston, Louisiana, starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. sharp, bright and early. We got some early morning baseball for you coming right up. But yeah, we're excited to be here on location for the 2024 Super One Foods Conference USA Baseball Championship here from J.C. Love Field, a.k.a. the Love Shack in Ruston, Louisiana. We have got a great week of baseball lined up for you guys. I'm excited about it. I hope you are excited about it as well. Well, before we get right into the meat of the program, I want to remind you guys, because it's been a while, you can follow us, like us, do whatever you need to get notifications about CUSA Insider. Follow us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And while you're at it, go into Apple or Spotify or wherever you are listening. Push that subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. All right, we are going to catch up with a few of our superlative winners here on practice day ahead of game action getting started tomorrow later in the show. But you will get to hear some quick interviews with co-coach of the year, Dan Heefner from DBU, and also Ryan Johnson, CUSA pitcher of the year, joined our sit down as well. And then we'll chat with the player of the year, Ethan Bass here from Louisiana Tech, and the man who led his program, the other half of the co-coach of the year award, Lane Burrows. So before we get into that, though, let's take a quick minute to run down the championship bracket for you guys. Just tell you where you can watch the games, when you can watch the games, because like I mentioned, we're getting started bright and early here tomorrow. So when you take a look at the bracket here, here is how the seeding finished out following the regular season. So the regular season champions, Louisiana Tech, also hosting here in Ruston. They're the one seed. You've got that followed by DBU at the two spot. And then we've got WKU, who came on hot there at the end of the season, there at number three, Sam Houston at four, Liberty at number five, FIU in the sixth spot, and then we've got New Mexico State at seven, followed by Middle Tennessee, who clinched a spot in the championship at number eight. Tomorrow's games, I mentioned to you, 9 a.m. Central Time start, WKU versus FIU, and the winner of that game will play the winner of the 12:30 game, DBU versus New Mexico State. In the afternoon block, we've got Louisiana Tech playing Middle Tennessee at 4 and Sam Houston playing Liberty at 7:30 p.m. All of these games you can catch live on ESPN+. We have got a great group of talent lined up for you guys as well. So tune into those games. If you haven't got an ESPN+ subscription yet, what are you waiting for? But also, don't forget about that free trial. Go ahead and get it. Watch these CUSA baseball games. I promise you, you won't forget it. All right. Well, let's go ahead and roll right into the interview portion of our program. We'll talk about the DBU Patriots here before we introduce Coach Heefner and RJ's interview. DBU was ranked as high as number 7 in the nation this season, and they seek their 10th consecutive trip to the NCAA tournament. Overall, they had a 40-13 record, boasting back-to-back 40-win seasons, and they were just edged out of a co-regular season championship with La Tech after dropping their final game of the season. But earlier today, we announced that they garnered 5 out of the 8 postseason superlative awards here from the conference office, with Luke Pettit being named the Freshman of the Year, Michael Zatallo being named the Newcomer of the Year, obviously Ryan Johnson, who you'll hear from in just a moment, was named Pitcher of the Year, and the DBU coaching staff got some much-deserved recognition as well, with assistant coach Cliff Pennington getting named our assistant coach of the year, who you will hear Coach Heefner talk about briefly in our interview, and then Coach Heefner, your 2024 CUSA coach of the year. This team shows a lot of promise headed into the tournament. I'm excited to watch them play, and so without further ado, let's go ahead and hear from Coach Dan Heefner and DBU right-hander Ryan Johnson. All right, everybody. Joining us today on CUSA Insider, we have a very special guest, actually two very special guests with us, CUSA Co-Coach of the Year, Dan Heefner, and CUSA Pitcher of the Year, Ryan Johnson, both with the DBU Patriots. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
We are getting them fresh off of practice, so we really appreciate the time that you've given us today. But I just kind of want to start out talking a little bit generally about your guys' team this year coming into the Conference USA tournament. So back-to-back 40-win seasons, but obviously, you know, dropping that last game of the regular season. What does that kind of give the mood of the team coming into the postseason, the Conference USA championship? How are you guys coming in? Taking this conference tournament, obviously wanting to win it all.
Yeah, I think we have a lot to feel good about the regular season. Just like you said, we lost the last regular season game, which was a little bit of a downer, but also can be a good thing. We felt like we've been playing at a really high level the last 3-4 weeks. And then I think that just kind of gives you an edge and reminds you that it's a tough game we play and you got to be locked in every game. And I don't think we weren't locked in. I think it's just the game of baseball and Middle played that game better than we did. But I think our guys are confident, but at the same time have an expectation and a sense of urgency that, you know, it's postseason time and anybody can win and it's about who plays the game better. So we'll be ready to go.
I think that this says a lot about Conference USA as a league. Obviously, Middle Tennessee is now coming in as the 8 seed, so dropping that last one. But, I mean, 1-8 with Conference USA, anything goes. So this is going to be an exciting week of baseball. What are you telling your team going into this week, just knowing that anybody could win on any given day?
Honestly, you nailed it right there. That's what we've told them. And honestly, we focus a lot on just ourselves, our process, how we need to go about our thing. When we're at our best, how do we do it? And that's our goal, is just to be ourselves and not to change anything. I think that's a big one. The guys are extremely excited for the postseason, and they should be. You know, we've worked a long time to get to this point, but you can't step it up. There's no such thing as stepping it up. There's no such thing as 110%. Like it is, you know, when we're at our best, what we did in the regular season is what we need to do right now. And that's more the message, is just about how we go about our business, and we're going to have to play really well. And we've learned over and over again, like, we can play with anybody in the country, but at the same time, if we don't play well, we could lose to anybody in the country. So that's why we really make it about just doing our process well.
And you said, you know, just got to keep doing what you've been doing all regular season. Well, RJ, you have been doing some incredible things all year long. 10-2 record, 141 strikeouts, the first player in DBU history to reach that 300 strikeout mark for your career. So what is it about this year compared to 2023 that has made your 2024 year just such a banner season?
I would say just the hard work that's been put in, being able to really focus in on the past experience that I had from last year and really build on what went well, what didn't go well, figuring out what I needed to work on, and then just putting in the work and the time to make those weaknesses strengths.
And so I'm sure that a lot of, you know, your wins have been attributed to what you guys are doing in the field. So you guys have the second in the nation in fielding percentage. So what can you say about the guys that you've got behind you that are helping you out there on the mound?
Yeah, they're always showing up every single game and making great plays, and that helps you out all the time. And just gives me a huge confidence whenever they make a great play, because they always come in threes and fours as well. There's not just typically a one standout play in a game, where it's pretty common for it to be two or three. And when you have those type of outs that are coming your way, it just really makes it easy.
And Coach, I want to get your thoughts on the fielding as well. Obviously, Coach Pennington has won CUSA Assistant Coach of the Year this year. So what does he bring to this DBU Patriots team?
Yeah, Cliff's done an outstanding job with them. I think it's a huge benefit we have, a guy who played in the big leagues in the middle infield for 11 years, and just the experiences that he's been able to share with our guys to help them become more mature. I'll also give some props to RJ here. Like, it's a lot easier when you're not fielding the ball as often. Like, he strikes so many guys out, we don't have to handle it. So that definitely helps. But the guys have done an outstanding job. And I think a big part of that is just taking a ton of pride in it. And we just have a whole group of guys that enjoy playing defense, and they take pride in making great plays, and they work really hard at it every day. So it's been fun to watch them.
Well, we are extremely excited to watch you guys get out there tomorrow, playing New Mexico State in the first game of the tournament at 12:30 on ESPN+. RJ, you will be out there pitching for the Patriots in this first game of the Conference USA tournament. So you guys tune in, and thank you guys again for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Coach Hiefner and RJ for joining me here in Ruston. I hope you're enjoying the show so far, but don't go anywhere. We've got another interview coming right up with the 2024 regular season champs, Louisiana Tech. We got a chance to sit down with the head coach of the Bulldogs, Lane Burrows, and CUSA Player of the Year, and also the best two-way player in the nation. Yes, you can quote me on that. Ethan Bates joins the program as well. You can hear that interview starting right now. Joining us today, straight off of their practice ahead of the 2024 Super One Foods Conference USA Baseball Championship, we have two members of the 2024 regular season championship team, the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs, with us today. We have co-coach of the year, Lane Burrows, and CUSA Player of the Year, Ethan Bates, joining us. Guys, thank you so much for joining the program today.
Well, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited to get this week rolling here at home in Ruston, Louisiana. How does it feel to be able to play for a postseason conference championship on your home turf?
Great. Look, we played good at home all year. And obviously, as a coach, your thought process and your brain goes immediately to if there's delays, if there's rain delays or games run long. And when we hosted 3 years ago, we played the longest game against UTSA in round one in the history of the tournament.
Yeah.
And I think Southern Miss and Western Kentucky started at like 1 a.m, I believe. I stayed for like 2 innings. And you remember that, but it was rough. So I think being at home, number one, if you have delays, you got a place to go. You got your locker room, you got your lounge. You don't have to make that decision of taking your guys back to the hotel. But look, more importantly, it's our fans. You know, I think that goes without saying. Our fans have been outstanding. You know, we're top 40 every year, or maybe better than that, in attendance. And this part of the country, not only in Ruston, but North Louisiana, they love baseball and they love college baseball. And there'll be people from Monroe and there'll be people from Shreveport that really don't have a dog in the hunt. They'll be here and they won't just watch us. I think they'll come out and watch all the games. And I think it was the case 3 years ago. So exciting to be here. You know, I think our people do a phenomenal job as far as hosting a tournament. And, you know, 3 years ago, we hosted the conference tournament. We turned around the next week and had a regional here. So maybe we can do that again. I don't know. But it is exciting to be at home. We've had a really, really rough travel year. We had flights to Miami. We had a flight to Liberty. We had a flight to Las Cruces. We had a flight to Arizona. That was our open weekend. And all those flights were tough. You guys know it's hard to get in and out of Ruston. So we had to drive to Dallas, spend the night before. I like direct flights when you're with your team. So that's the price you got to pay. And, you know, so it was tough on our guys. It really was. And, you know, the beauty of we won the league in Liberty, and our administration, great job of sending a charter jet to us to fly us home. We're not used to that. So more than winning the league, our guys will probably remember that charter jet home. But that's a long answer to your question. We're glad to be at home, playing in front of our own fans, because they've been phenomenal all year and they've pulled us through so many games.
Yeah, well, Liberty is not the easiest place to get in and out of either.
Yeah, it's tough to get there. Flying to Charlotte, drive 3 hours. I think that's what most people did. So, yeah, it's a tough travel as well.
Yeah, so nice on the Louisiana Tech administration there. Shout out to them. Well, you talk about your fans and how they'll come out and see even more games than just yours, and they're going to be able to see some good baseball when they come out here. Obviously, we 1 through 8 out here has some great, great play on the field. Your only loss at home this year was to Middle Tennessee, who's the 8 seed, and they just won one against the 2 seed DBU over the weekend. So across the board, I think great play here in the league. What can you say just about the level of play, both of you, in Conference USA this year?
Tremendous coaches in this league. There's tremendous players, one of them sitting here to my right. I think the COVID year and now the draft has been shortened to 20 rounds. I think there's a lot of guys playing college baseball that normally would be in professional baseball, and a lot of guys got that year back. I mean, we got a guy on our team, Adarius Myers. This is my 8th year, and this is his 6th year. So he was actually in the dorms over there when the tornado hit. He was redshirted that year, so he actually played in the old stadium. But, yeah, look, I tell our fans and the people that listen and follow us, don't look at records. I mean, you can throw that out. Every weekend we play, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, it's a really good league. And like I said, there's so many great coaches and the players. I mean, there's just tremendous players in this league. And yeah, you know, we won the regular season, and that came down to the last day. And you got to be ready to go. You know, it's Middle Tennessee, and like you said, they beat us on Sunday here. And they seem to always give us fits, especially at home. So, yeah, you got to be ready to go. You can't rest on your laurels, and it's great baseball. And I'm with you. I think the people that come out, they're going to see a lot of really good baseball.
Ethan, from a player's perspective, what can you say about the play in Conference USA?
It's for sure been tough. There's a lot of older teams, and everybody's got experience, and they know what they're doing. And nobody really – there's no really, like, really young teams. Everybody's old and experienced, and they all know what's at stake here when you come into the tournament. No matter who you are and what team you're playing, you've got to be on your best game that day.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, another 40-win season here for the Bulldogs. You're third in the last 4 years. What is it about this 2024 squad that makes you guys so competitive and just so special this year?
Well, number one, we're old. Offensively, we got a lot of guys. When you go through our lineup, from Myers in left, McConnell in center, Corona behind the plate, Ethan DHing and closing games out, Dalton Davis, Mike Ballard at second, a graduate transfer, Kasten Furt, short's a graduate transfer. A lot of at-bats. When you count summer league, those guys have had probably 1,000 collegiate at-bats. I mean, and it's an older team. We knew we would probably be pretty good offensively. We didn't pitch last year, with the exception of Ethan at the end of the ball games. We added a Sam Broderson, Wingate transfer from a Division II school, who's been outstanding, first-team all-conference selection. You know, and our starters have been good. You know, we've gotten good starts from Reed Smith, Luke Nichols, who also was first-team all-conference, and Grant Hupker, Swiss Stack on Sunday. They've been great. So, yeah, we're fielding real good. You know, I think we're fielding well over 980, and we seem to defend the field good, and we're older offensively, and our pitching has been so much better than last year. And, you know, when you do those things, when you throw strikes, you dominate average plays, and you execute offensively, that's a recipe for winning, and I think that's why we've had success this year.
Yeah, you mentioned you're older offensively. You're doing well on the pitching game. You've got this guy over here to your right who is one of the best, if not the best, two-way players in the country. And, I mean, the numbers don't lie. He leads the nation in saves this year. He's hitting .328, 15 home runs. What can you say about this guy? I'm not going to make him talk about himself because I know he's humble. But
it's I don't know where we'd be without Ethan. Even last year, we didn't have a good year, and he had 16 homers and had 10 saves. I don't know where we would have been. We wouldn't have won as many games last year. And I know the guy at Florida gets all the attention, and rightfully so. He's a great player, playing in a great league. But I wouldn't trade anybody for Ethan. I'm not just saying that because he's sitting here beside me. But one thing about him, he's a competitor from way back. He doesn't say much. He likes to hunt and fish and rebuild four-wheelers. That's what he does. But when he gets on the baseball field, he's ultra-competitive. And, you know, you don't get many players – in your career that want the moment. You know, the game's on the line, he wants a baseball. The game's on the line, he wants to be at the plate. You know, I think you couldn't have drew it up much better. We're playing Western Kentucky a couple of weeks ago on Friday night, and he's facing the guy that's been going toe-to-toe with him in saves all year long. And if he gets the save, he takes the lead, and Ethan hits a three-run homer off of him. We win the game, and that's just who he is. I mean, it's a special player. Obviously, skill set is there, but it's the intangibles, it's the makeup, it's the character of, man, he wants to be there when the game on the line, and he hadn't always come through for us, and he has that ability to put it behind him. We believe in him, and, you know, he's the guy you want to hand the ball to when you need a save, and he's the guy that you want at the plate when the game's on the line.
Yeah, that WKU game, definitely some poetic justice there. It was really, really fun for us to watch. Well, Ethan, I won't make you talk about yourself, but what is it about this Bulldog team that you just love being a part of this year?
Really just the chemistry that we've got with each other. All of us get along and we love each other and everybody roots for each other. And really, I think that really everybody knows that we've got each other's back. And that really helps on the field, off the field, because, you know, it's not just you against somebody else. It's all of us against the opponent. And I think really just everybody having each other's back, it really helps all of us out there on the field and helps us each have confidence that we're going to get it done. If not, the next guy is going to get it done. And I think that really helps us for the most part.
Awesome. Well, we are thrilled to be able to watch the Bulldogs out here in Ruston, Louisiana, starting tomorrow at 4 p.m. against Middle Tennessee, who we have already mentioned thus far in this episode. So, guys, thank you so much for taking some time out to join us. We are excited to be here at the Love Shack here in Ruston. Thank you for welcoming us so far, and good luck.
So much. Thank you all for being here. You always do such a great job, and we're looking forward to not only us, but looking forward to seeing some great baseball all week. Thank you.
Well, folks, it is shaping up to be a fantastic week here in Ruston. So far, the weather forecast is looking beautiful, and we know that we can count on the baseball to be good. Again, don't forget about following us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, there on Apple or Spotify. And if you're feeling extra generous, leave us a review. Let us know how you're liking the program. And also, you can always reach out to us with any questions, recommendations, concerns that you may have. You can send us an email at CUSAinsider@conferenceusa.com. All right, that is all from me today, guys. Don't forget to tune in to the CUSA Baseball Championship on ESPN Plus until the championship game on Sunday, which you can find on CBS Sports Network. Thank you guys for tuning in. You are listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.